Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nestor sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the September 25th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Many prominent athletes who have taken stance against police brutality over the past few months are expressing disappointment after a grand jury in Louisville, Kentucky, decided not to charge officers with killing Breonna Taylor. Taylor, a 26-year-old black emergency room technician and aspiring nurse, was shot to death in March after Louisville police officers broke down the door to her apartment while executing a late-night warrant in a narcotic investigation. Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James, who has been leading the way in setting an agenda of racial justice, showed support for Taylor's family, tweeting, and I quote, "I'm devastated, hurt, sad, mad. We want justice for Breonna, yet justice was made for her neighbor's apartment walls and not her beautiful life. Was I surprised at the verdict? Absolutely not. But I was and still am hurt and heavy-hearted. I send my love to Breonna's mother, family, and friends. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry." U.S. Women's National Team superstar and 2019 Ballon d'Or winner Megan Rapinoe shared her thoughts on Twitter, saying, and I quote, "My heart is with the family of Breonna Taylor right now. My God, this is devastating and unfortunately not surprising. Black and brown folks in this country deserve so much more. My heart is with the family of Breonna Taylor right now." WNBA player Kayla McBride, a guard on the Las Vegas Aces, said the news is quote-unquote a tough pill to swallow. Washington football team quarterback Dwayne Haskins echoed others by saying, and I quote, "It's really disappointing because justice should be served for her death. Breonna Taylor and this movement in general, this Black Lives Matter, and understanding the neglect of not only black people, but colored people in general. We have to do better as a country and as a people." Athletes across the world have been taking a knee in the wake of George Floyd's death earlier this year, with the NBA League dedicating its 2020 season to Taylor and the Say Her Name movement, which raises awareness for black female victims of police violence.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Zambia men's national football team head coach Milutin Michos-Radojevic says the 40 players invited to camp for the CHAN tournament will resume training on September 28th. The tournament, designed for players playing in their country's domestic leagues, will be held in Cameroon in January 2021. Radojevic spoke to reporter Mike Mbonye in Nigeria about preparations for the CHAN tournament.
"We have not even stopped to commence the training with the CHAN team. We had, during the COVID-19 lockdown, and specialized, individualized program for each player that we have put in 55 players that are in contention for our CHAN team in Cameroon in January. Now that all our respective Zambian Premier League teams are in preparation for the league that is supposed to start on 17th. We have reduced to 40 players, and those 40 players will start the camp on 28th, have camp for 1 week, and then 20 the best players are staying with 13 our professionals in 33 strong squad that will be in a way preparing to play in October FIFA international break, international friendly matches against Malawi on 7th, against Kenya on 7th in Lusaka, against Kenya on 10th in Nairobi, and against South Africa on 13th in Rustenburg. FIFA international break is between 5th and 13th of October, and this will be the first filter and first test for the Chan team combined with the professionals to see how ready they are for the competitiveness. After that, on 17th of October, is starting Zambian Premier Division, MTN Premier Division, and they're entering in competition. We have also looking forward to organize two non-FIFA days friendlies against Rwanda and Libya that will help us before the international break and Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Botswana in November to be ready for the challenges that are ahead of us. And we believe that with such a program, we shall finish the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against Botswana in November, doubleheader at home and away in Gaborone. And then after that, we are continuing the league until approximately Christmas holidays. And after Christmas, we shall start with the comprehensive program. So those are the filters that we are having, and until after Christmas, when we shall come out with comprehensive program preparing for the final tournament of CHAN from 16th of January, we shall go in this way. It's meaning last 40 players will be reduced to last 23 that will prepare for the final tournament, and those are the players that will represent Zambia at CHAN in Cameroon 2021.
There was head coach of Zambian men's national team Milutin Michel-Sridojevic speaking with reporter Mike Mbonya on the telephone from Lusaka, Zambia. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, Samson O'Malley will have a package of African sports news for us.
We begin with sports with Patrick Seeling, Kenyan long-distance runner who has been banned for 3.5 years for fleeing from anti-doping officials who are trying to collect a sample. Patrick Seeling is the latest in a long line of Kenyan athletes to be sanctioned in recent years, including 2008 Olympic 1,500 meters champion Asbel Kiprok, former Boston and Chicago marathon winner Rita Jeptoe, and 2016 Olympic marathon champion Jemima Sumgong. The Athletics Integrity Unit Global Disciplinary Body said in a statement that Patrick Seeley ran away from anti-doping personnel, and an independent witness confirmed he huddled a fence to escape from the compound in Kapsabet in West Kenya on December 18, 2019. In the meantime, Athletics Kenya has shortlisted 54 athletes for Saturday's dry run ahead of the Kipkino Classic due October 3rd at the Nyayo National Stadium. Athletics Kenya Senior Vice President Paul Mutui said the test events will involve 200 meters, 400 meters, and 800 meters, both men and women, and 4x400 meters mixed relay races. And now to Uganda, where a mobile telecommunications firm has awarded Joshua Cheptegei with $33,000 following his record-breaking performance at last month's Diamond League meeting in the French municipality of Monaco, where he set a new 5,000 meters world record of 12 minutes 35.36 seconds, breaking Kenenisa Bekele's 16-year-old world record of 12 minutes 37.35 seconds. Joshua Cheptegei, while receiving his award, said government should focus on building sports infrastructure in Uganda to encourage future record breakers.
We need to invest more in the sport. We need to invest more in the infrastructure. If we can have different stadiums, playgrounds across the country develop well, we will really make Uganda a tourism destination in the years to come.
in wrestling, President of Nigeria Wrestling Federation, Daniel Igali, is seeking the support of the Nigerian government to become the first black African in the United World Wrestling Bureau. Daniel Igali believes Nigeria has not done well in sports politics and is hoping that if Nigeria secures the seat, it will be a huge boost to the development of wrestling in the country and on the continent.
One of the things Nigeria hasn't done very well is in sports politics. What we are trying to do is to get into the Bureau so that we can also have the necessary support for African wrestling and for Nigeria particularly. I think my being there will immensely benefit not only Nigeria but Africa.
And that's it. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Prince Samson. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Bayern Munich were victorious in the UEFA Super Cup final on Thursday, but required extra time to defeat a stubborn Sevilla side 2-1. With the game level 1-1 after 90 minutes, Bayern unlikely hero substitute Javi Martinez, who looped his head up as Sevilla's Moroccan goalkeeper Yassine Bono to seal Bayern's first trophy of the 2020-2021 season. The showpiece was watched by 15,180 fans inside the 67,000 capacity Puskas Arena, the first major European match to allow fans since the coronavirus pandemic forced the game into lockdown. Liverpool and Arsenal will play each other twice in 4 days next week after being drawn to meet in the fourth round of the Carabao Cup. The Premier League champions eased past Lincoln City 7-2 in the third round on Thursday, while Aston Villa and Manchester City also won their ties to advance to fourth round matches against Stoke City and Burnley, respectively. The Reds will roll out the red carpet for the 2019-2020 FA Cup winners Arsenal in the Premier League on Tuesday. It will be the third time they have met in little over 4 weeks, with Arsenal winning the Community Shield on penalties following a 1-1 draw. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Manchester United will also be looking to bounce back from their opening match defeat against Crystal Palace, with a much-improved showing against Brighton to kick off the Premier League this weekend. Chelsea face newly promoted side West Brom away. Manchester City will host Leicester at Etihad, while Jose Mourinho's Tottenham Hotspur will welcome Newcastle United to North London.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. AC Milan striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic has tested positive for coronavirus. The 38-year-old's former Sweden international's positive result came in a second round of testing after defender Leo Duarte tested positive. Both players will miss Thursday's Europa League third qualifying round match against Bordeaux. Ibrahimovic scored twice in Milan's 2-0 Serie A win over Bologna on Monday. He signed a 1-year contract extension with the club last month. The 2020-2021 edition of the Serie A returns with exciting fixtures this weekend. Inter Milan hosts a promising Fiorentina outfit at the San Siro. Andrea Pirlo's new-look Juventus faces the team's first major test this season on Sunday, when the Serie A champions tackle Roma. Napoli will face Genoa at the Stadio San Paolo on Sunday. Moving on to the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers took a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals with a 114-108 win over the Denver Nuggets in Game 4 on Thursday. The Lakers were once again led by LeBron James, who had 26 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists, while Anthony Davis had 34 points, 5 rebounds and 3 steals. Jamal Murray was simply spectacular for the Denver Nuggets, scoring 32 points and 12 of 20 shooting to go with 8 assists, but he was unable to bring his team all the way back. Denver didn't get its usual production from Nikola Jokic, who finished with 16 points after missing several minutes of the fourth quarter due to foul trouble. The Lakers will look to advance to the NBA Finals with a win in Game 5 on Saturday. Dave Ferry with the Associated Press gives us a look at how the Miami Heat looks ahead of the Eastern Conference Finals game Friday night against the Boston Celtics.
Tyler Hero lit up the Celtics for 37 points in Wednesday's 112-109 win by Miami. He joined Magic Johnson as the only two 20-year-olds in NBA history to score that many points in a postseason game. Has success gone to Hero's head? Just ask Heat coach Eric Spoelstra.
The pre-practice group, he was in there before. The head coach even got in there today, getting in his work. But that's not something that he's changing, you know, just because of people are noticing now. This is who he's been all year long.
Hero is part of a very balanced Miami attack. Consider that only one time has any Heat player led the team in scoring in back-to-back games. That's one reason for their 11-2 record this postseason. I'm Dave Ferry.
The Celtics will be battling their season in Game 5 of the Eastern Finals at Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Here's AP's Dave Ferry again.
The Celtics face elimination for the second time in 6 games, this time trailing the Heat 3-1. It's an agonizing situation when you notice that their 3 losses have been by a combined 11 points and that they've blown double-digit leads in 2 of those losses. Coach Brad Stevens knows his team has to step it up.
I think, you know, we have to play with more assertiveness, aggressiveness on both ends of the floor. You know, I thought the way that we were playing offensively bled into the defense.
Twice the Celtics have gone on to win a series after trailing 3-1, in 1968 and 1981, both against the 76ers. In each case, Boston went on to win the NBA championship. I'm Dave Ferry.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. A Los Angeles Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured quarterback Tyrod Taylor's lung just before kickoff Sunday while trying to administer a pain-killing injection to the quarterback's cracked ribs. The announcement came on Wednesday from the NFL Players Association, which has now launched an investigation into the incident. Taylor, who was scheduled to start against the Kansas City Chiefs this past Sunday, was taken to the hospital after he experienced difficulty breathing and was later discharged. Chargers coach Anthony Lynn said the injury wasn't career-threatening, terming it as, quote-unquote, just a mistake. Rookie quarterback Justin Herbert is expected to make his second straight start on Sunday when Los Angeles plays the Panthers.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Lewis Hamilton says he expects to be told he cannot wear a t-shirt bearing anti-racism message on the podium. At the last race in Tuscany, Hamilton wore a t-shirt referencing the killing of Breonna Taylor by U.S. police. Motor Racing's governing body, the FIA, said to publish a ruling saying the podium should be preserved as a neutral space, Hamilton, who has been a powerful and passionate voice amid the Black Lives Matter movement and calls for racial equality, said he hoped the body understood the seriousness of the situation involving discrimination against minority groups in society and the lack of diversity in motorsport. Jim Stevenson joins us now with more on the NHL, FIFA's annual conference, and the Tokyo Olympics.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. National Hockey League Stanley Cup bubble in Edmonton, Canada has been bursting with action, with the Dallas Stars and Tampa Bay Lightning tied in their best of seven championship series after two games. Dallas head coach Rick Bowness is looking for his entire team to find the net.
You rely on your top end guys to get you some offense or get you some chances, and you rely on some guys that, you know, have to step up every now and then and score some huge goal for us.
Joel Hanley stepped up for the Stars in game one to score the first goal of the series in a 4-1 win. Hanley had never scored a goal before in the NHL.
This kid's given us a lot of good quality minutes, and so I couldn't be happier for him. He gets a goal, but that's what you need to win in the playoffs. You can't just focus on your top end guys. You need contributions from everybody, but that's how you win in the playoffs. Contributions from guys you're not really looking at from offense, and all of a sudden they just step up and make big time plays.
Tampa Bay Lightning head coach John Cooper was not happy with the opening game and limited video analysis of the Stars.
They defend pretty well as a group. Tough. The first games are always tough. You know, video can only tell you so much until you're in the trenches, really getting to see what's going on. But we're going to have to make it a little tougher on their goalie. We're going to score.
He did get his team to pressure the Dallas net as Tampa Bay scored a 3-2 win to even the series. Football's world governing body, FIFA, held its 70th annual Congress with President Gianni Infantino looking toward brighter days.
I'm proud, and you should be proud as well, of the new FIFA, even if the process to get there was painful, and there are still forces who want to drag us back into the darkness of the past.
The first ever virtual FIFA Congress came amid new reforms that Infantino says will address some of football's historic problem areas.
The first one is corruption. Never again corruption in football. We witnessed it, we saw it, we kicked it out, we will not let it come back.
He continued.
Match fixing is eating football in its soul. It is a crime, it is very difficult to catch match fixer because of the international environment. Well, together with the UNODC, we'll fight match fixing to make sure the matches are not decided before the beginning of the game.
Infantino says the process of awarding World Cup tournaments has changed.
We've introduced transparent bidding processes. I was mentioning the Women's World Cup one. I could mention the Men's World Cup one in 2018. The first bidding process in decades, which went smoothly. This doesn't come from its own. It comes thanks to the work of all of you. So we are a credible, a trustworthy, a modern, a professional, and an accountable organization.
Despite the prospects of a lingering coronavirus problem, he's excited about the upcoming 2022 men's tournament.
I give you an advanced warning. We will see in Qatar the best ever World Cup. So get ready for that.
Olympic organizers in Tokyo are looking to 2020 U.S. Open men's tennis wheelchair singles champion Kunita Shingo for ideas on holding next year's games amid lingering coronavirus. I thought this U.S. Open tennis championships was the closest case to the Olympics and Paralympics in terms of bringing in players from all over the world. Because this tournament ended successfully without any coronavirus clusters, I felt that we are a step closer to the realization of the Olympics and Paralympics.
And that wraps up the September 25th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mobilia Barrow. Thank you for tuning in and have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Prince Nesta, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the internet.